Chapter 9.
1. And he cried in my ears with a loud voice, saying, Let the overseers of the city draw near, even each with his destroying weapon in his hand. 2. And, behold, 6 men were coming from the way of the upper gate, which faces north. And each had his shuddering weapon in his hand. And one man among them was clothed in linen, and an inkhorn of a scribe at his loins. And they went in and stood beside the bronze altar. 3. And the glory of the Elohim of Israel had gone on, from on the cherub where it was on it, to the threshold of the house. And he called to the man clothed in linen with the inkhorn of a scribe at his loins. 4. And Yahweh said to him, Pass through in the midst of the city, in the midst of Jerusalem, and imprint a mark on the foreheads of the men who are groaning and are mourning over all the abominations that are done in her midst. 5. And he said to those in my hearing, Pass over in the city after him and strike. Do not let your eye spare, and do not have pity. 6. Slay the aged men, the young men, and the virgin, even children, and women, all to destruction. But to every man who has the mark on him, do not come near. And begin from my sanctuary. And they began with the aged men who were before the house. 7. And he said to them, Defile the house and fill the courts with the dead. Go forth. And they went out and killed in the city. 8. And it happened as they struck, and I remained, even I then I fell on my face and I cried out and said, Ah, Adonai Yahweh! Will you destroy all the remnant of Israel and your pouring out of your fury on Jerusalem? 9. And he said to me, The iniquity of the house of Israel and of Judah is very great, and the land is filled with blood, and the city is full of perversity. For they say, Yahweh has forsaken the land, and, Yahweh does not see. 10. And even I, my eye does not spare, and I will not have pity. I will put their way on their head. 11. And, behold, the man clothed with linen, with the inkhorn at his loins, reported the matter, saying, I have done as you commanded me.
Chapter 10.
1. And I looked. And, behold, in the expanse over the head of the cherubs was seen the appearance of the form of a throne, like a stone of sapphire, above them. 2. And he spoke to the man clothed with linen, and said, Go in among the wheels, unto the cherub, and fill your hands with coals of fire from between the cherubs, and sprinkle on the city. And he went in before me. 3. And the cherubs were standing on the right side of the house when he, the man, went in. And the cloud filled the inner court. 4. And the glory of Yahweh lifted up from the cherub, over the threshold of the house. And the house was filled with the cloud. And the court was full of the radiance of the glory of Yahweh. 5. And the sound of the wings of cherubs was heard over the outer court, as the voice of El Shaddai when he speaks.
6. And it happened, when he had commanded the man clothed with linen, saying, Take fire from between the wheels, from between the chubs. Then he went and stood beside the wheels. 7. And one cherub stretched out his hand from between the chubs, to the fire between the chubs. And he lifted and put it into the hands of the one clothed with linen, and he took it and went out. 8. And the form of a man's hand was seen under the wings of the chubs. 9. And I looked, and, behold, the four wheels were beside the chubs, one wheel beside one cherub, one wheel beside one cherub, and the appearance of the wheels was like the color of a stone of Tarshish. 10. And their appearance was as one, the four of them, as if the wheel were in the midst of the wheel. 11. In their going on their four sides, they went. They did not turn in their going, for to the place where the head faces, after it they went. They did not turn in their going. 12. And all their flesh, and their backs, and their hands, and their wings, and the wheels, were full of eyes all around, even their wheels which the four of them had. 13. As for the wheels, it was cried to them in my hearing, Whirling wheel. 14. And four faces were to each. The first face was the face of a cherub, and the second face the face of a man, and the third the face of a lion, and the fourth the face of an eagle. 15. And the chubs rose up, This is the living creature that I saw by the river Chebar. 16. And in the going of the Chubs, the wheels went beside them. And when the Chubs lifted their wings to soar from the earth, the wheels did not turn from beside them, even they. 17. When they stood still, these stood still. And when they rose up, these also lifted up. For the spirit of the living creature was in them. 18. And the glory of Yahweh went from the threshold of the house and stood over the Chubs. 19. And the Chubs lifted their wings and rose up from the earth in my sight. When they went out, the wheels also were with them. And he stood at the door of the gate of the house of Yahweh, the eastern gate, and the glory of the Elohim of Israel was over them from above. 20. This is the living creature that I saw under the Elohim of Israel by the river Chebar, and I knew that they were Chubs. 21. 4. Even 4 faces are to each, and 4 wings to each, and the form of a man's hands was under their wings. 22. And the form of their faces, they are the faces that I saw by the river Chebar, their appearances, even theirs. They each went straight forward.
Chapter 11.
1. And the Spirit lifted me up and brought me to the eastern gate of the house of Yahweh, the gate which faces eastward. And, behold, at the opening of the gate were 25 men. And I saw among them Jezaniah the son of Azza, and Pelashiah, the son of Benaiah, leaders of the people. 2. And he said to me, Son of man, these are the men who plot evil and advise wicked advice in this city. 3. Who say, It is not near, let us build houses. She is the pot, and we are the flesh. 4. So prophesy against them, prophesy, son of man. 5. And the Spirit of Yahweh fell on me and said to me, Speak. So says Yahweh, so you have said, house of Israel, for I myself know the steps of your spirit. 6. You have multiplied your dying ones in this city, and you have filled her streets with the dying. 7. So Adonai Yahweh says this, your dying ones whom you have laid in her midst, they are the flesh, and she is the pot. But I will bring you forth out of her midst. 8. You have feared the sword, but I will bring a sword on you, says Adonai Yahweh. 9. And I will bring you out of her midst and will give you into the hand of strangers. And I will execute judgments against you. 10. You shall fall by the sword. I will judge you to the border of Israel, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. 11. This city shall not be for a port to you, nor shall you be in its midst for flesh. But I will judge you in the border of Israel.
12. And you shall know that I am Yahweh, in whose statutes you have not walked. Yea, you have not done my judgments. Yea, as the judgments of the nations who are around you, you have done. 13. And it happened when I prophesied, Pelasha, the son of Benaiah, died. Then I fell on my face and cried with a loud voice and said, Ah, Adonai Yahweh? Will you make a full end of the remnant of Israel? 14. And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, 15. Son of man, your brothers, the men of your redemption, and all the house of Israel, all of them who have said to those living in Jerusalem, Go far away from Yahweh, this land is given to us for a possession. 16. Therefore, say, So says Adonai Yahweh, though I have sent them far off among the nations, and though I scattered them among the lands, yet I was to them as a little sanctuary in the countries there where they had gone. 17. So Adonai Yahweh says this, I shall gather you from the peoples, and assemble you out of the lands, in those where you were scattered, and I shall give to you the land of Israel. 18. And they will come there, and they will remove all its hateful things and all its abominations from it. 19. And I shall give to them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you. And I will remove the stony heart out of their flesh, and I will give them a heart of flesh. 20. So that they may walk in my statutes and keep my judgments, and do them. And they shall be to me for a people, and I will be to them for Elohim. 21. And as to those whose heart is going after their hateful things, and also their heart is after their disgusting idols. I will give their way on their heads, declares Adonai Yahweh. 22. Then the cherubs lifted up their wings, and the wheels were beside them. And the glory of the Elohim of Israel was over them from above. 23. And the glory of Yahweh went up from the midst of the city and stood on the mountain which is on the east of the city. 24. And the Spirit lifted me up and brought me into Chaldea, to the exiles, in a vision by the Spirit of Elohim. And the vision that I had seen went up from me. 25. And I spoke to the exiles all the things which Yahweh had made me see.
Chapter 12.
1. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, 2. Son of man, ye dwell in the midst of a rebellious house. They have eyes to see, but they do not see, they have ears to hear, but they do not hear, for they are a rebellious house. 3. And you, son of man, prepare for yourself vessels for exile, and go into exile by day before their eyes. And you shall be exiled from your place to another place before their eyes. Perhaps they will see that they are a rebellious house. 4. And you shall bring forth your vessels as vessels for exile by day before their eyes. And you shall go forth at evening before their eyes, as those going into exile. 5. In their sight leak for yourself through the wall, and carry out through it. 6. Before their eyes you shall carry on the shoulder, in the dark carry out. You shall cover your face so that you do not see the ground, for I have set you as a wonder to the house of Israel. 7. And I did so, as I was commanded. By day I brought forth my vessel as a vessel for exile. And in the evening I dug by hand for myself through the wall. I brought it out in the dark, and I carried on my shoulder before their eyes. 8. And in the morning the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, 9. Son of man, has not the house of Israel, that rebellious house, said to you, what are you doing? 10. Say to them, so says Adonai Yahweh, this burden is to the prince in Jerusalem, and to all the house of Israel who are among them. 11. Say, I am your wonder. As I have done, so it shall be done to them. They shall go into exile, into captivity. 12. And the prince who is among them shall carry on his shoulder in the dark and go forth through the wall. They shall leak to bring out by it. He shall cover his face so that he does not look with the eye on the earth. 13. And I will spread my net on him, and he shall be taken in my snare. And I will bring him to Babylon, the land of the Chaldeans. Yet he will not see it, and he shall die there. 14. And all who are around him, his help and all his bands, I will scatter to every wind, and I will draw out his sword after them. 15. And they shall know that I am Yahweh when I shall scatter them among the nations and disperse them throughout the earth. 16. But to them I will leave a number of men from the sword, from the famine, and from the plague, so that they may declare all their abominations among the nations, there where they go. And they shall know that I am Yahweh. 17. And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, 18. Son of man, eat your bread with quaking, and drink your water with trembling and with anxiety. 19. And say to the people of the land, so says Adonai Yahweh to those living in Jerusalem, to the land of Israel, they shall eat their bread with anxiety and drink their water with horror, so that her land may be desolated of her fullness, because of the violence of all those who live in her. 20. And the cities that have people shall be laid waste, and the land shall be desolate. And you shall know that I am Yahweh. 21. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, 22. Son of man, what is this proverb to you on the land of Israel, saying, the days are long, and every vision shall perish? 23. Therefore, tell them, so says Adonai Yahweh, I will make this proverb cease, and they shall not use it again in Israel. However, say to them, the days draw near, and the matter of every vision. 24. For there shall not again be every vain vision, nor smooth divination, within the house of Israel. 25. For I, Yahweh, will speak. The word which I shall speak shall be done, it shall not be drawn out again. For in your days, O house of rebellion, I will say, the word, and will do it, declares Adonai Yahweh. 26. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, 27. Son of man, behold, the house of Israel is saying, the vision that he is seeing is for many days, and he prophesies four times far off. 28, so say to them, so says Adonai Yahweh, not any of my words will be drawn out any longer. What I have spoken, that word shall be done, declares Adonai Yahweh.
Chapter 13.
1. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, 2. Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel who prophesy. And say to those who prophesy out of their own heart, hear the word of Yahweh. 3. So says Adonai Yahweh, woe to the foolish prophets who walk after their own spirit and have seen nothing. 4. O Israel, your prophets are like foxes in the deserts. 5. You have not gone up into the brakes, nor built a wall around the house of Israel, that it might stand in the battle, in the day of Yahweh. 6. They have seen vanity and lying divination, saying, Yahweh declares. And Yahweh has not sent them, but they hope to confirm their word. 7. Did you not see a vain vision and speak a lying divination? Yet you say, Yahweh declares, though I have not spoken. 8. So Adonai Yahweh says this, because you have spoken vanity and have seen a lie, therefore, behold, I am against you, declares Adonai Yahweh. 9. And my hand shall be against the prophets who see vanity, and who divine a lie. They shall not be in the council of my people, and they shall not be written in the register of the house of Israel, and they shall not enter into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am Adonai Yahweh. 10. Because, even because they made my people go astray, saying, peace. And there was no peace. And he builds a wall, and, behold, others smeared it with lime. 11. Say to those plastering with lime, yea, it will fall. There will be a flooding rain, and you, O hailstones, shall fall, and a tempestuous wind shall break. 12. And, behold, when the wall has fallen, it shall not be said to you, where is the plaster with which you have smeared? 13. So Adonai Yahweh says this, I will even break in my fury with a hurricane-type wind. And there shall be a flooding rain and my anger, and hailstones in fury, to consume it. 14. And I will break down the wall that you have plastered with lime and bring it down to the ground, yea, I will bear its base. And it shall fall, and you will be consumed in its midst. And you shall know that I am Yahweh. 15. And I will complete my wrath in the wall, and in those who plastered it with lime. And I will say to you, the wall is not, and, those who plastered are not. 16. The prophets of Israel who are prophesying concerning Jerusalem, and who see visions of peace for her, even there is no peace, declares Adonai Yahweh. 17. And you, son of man, set your face against the daughters of your people who prophesy out of their heart, and prophesy against them. 18. And say, so says Adonai Yahweh, woe to those sewing amulets to all joints of my hands, and make long veils for the head of every man of stature, to hunt souls. Will you hunt the souls of my people, and will you save alive the souls for yourselves? 19. And will you profane me among my people for handfuls of barley and for bits of bread, to cause to die the souls that should not die, and to save alive the souls that should not live, by your lying to my people who listen to lies? 20. So Adonai Yahweh says this, behold, I am against your amulets with which you were hunting the souls there, to make them fly. And I will tear them from your arms, and will send out the souls, souls which you are hunting, to make them fly. 21. Also I will tear your long veils and deliver my people out of your hand. And they shall not again be in your hand to be hunted. And you shall know that I am Yahweh. 22. Because you have saddened the heart of the righteous with lies, and I have not pained him, and you have made the hands of the wicked strong, so that he should not turn from his evil way, to keep him alive. 23. So you shall not see vanity, and you shall not divine any divination. And I will deliver my people out of your hand. And you shall know that I am Yahweh.
Chapter 14.
1. Then came the men of the elders of Israel and sat before me. 2. And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, 3. Son of man, these men have caused their idols to go up in their hearts, and have put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their faces. Should I at all be sought by them? 4. Therefore, speak to them and say to them, so says Adonai Yahweh, Every man of the house of Israel who causes idols to go up in his heart, and who puts the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and comes to the prophet, I, Yahweh, will answer him in it by the host of his idols. 5. So that I may capture the house of Israel in their own heart, who are turned aside from me by their idols, all of them. 6. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, so says Adonai Yahweh, turn, and be turned from your idols, and from all your abominations turn away your faces. 7. For every man of the house of Israel, or of the foreigner who resides in Israel, who is separated from after me and causes his idols to go up in his heart, and puts the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face, and comes to the prophet to inquire of him concerning me, I, Yahweh, will answer him myself. 8. And I will set my face against that man, and I will make him desolate for a sign and for proverbs. And I will cut him off from the midst of my people. And you shall know that I am Yahweh. 9. And the prophet, if he is deceived, and he speaks a word, I, Yahweh, have deceived that prophet. And I will stretch out my hand on him and will destroy him from the midst of my people Israel. 10. And they shall bear their iniquity. As the iniquity of the inquirer, so the iniquity of the prophet shall be. 11. So that the house of Israel may not stray any more from after me, and not be defiled again with all their transgressions, but they are to me for a people, and I will be to them for Elohim, declares Adonai Yahweh. 12. And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, 13. Son of man, when a land sins against me, by greateress betraying, then I will stretch out my hand on it, and I will shatter the staff of bread to it, and I will send famine on it. And I will cut off from it man and beast. 14. And though these three men were in its midst, Noah, Daniel, and Job, by their righteousness they should deliver only their souls, declares Adonai Yahweh. 15. If I make evil beasts go through the land, and they bereave it, and it is desolate, so that no one would go through because of the beasts. 16. Though these three men were in its midst, as I live, declares Adonai Yahweh, they would deliver neither sons nor daughters, they would only deliver themselves, but the land would be desolate. 17. Or if I bring a sword on that land and say, let a sword go through the land, and I will cut off man and beast from it. 18. Even though these three men were in its midst, as I live, declares Adonai Yahweh, they should not deliver sons or daughters, but they only would deliver themselves. 19. Or if I send a plague into the land and pour out my fury on it in blood, to cut off from it man and beast. 20. Though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in its midst, as I live, declares Adonai Yahweh, they would deliver neither son nor daughter, they by their righteousness would deliver only their souls. 21. For so says Adonai Yahweh, how much more when the fourth of my evil judgments, sword, and famine, and evil beast, and plague I send on Jerusalem, to cut off from it man and beast. 22. Yet, behold, there shall be left in it escaping ones that shall be brought out, sons and daughters. Behold, they shall come to you, and you shall see their way and their doings. And you will be comforted for the evil which I have brought against Jerusalem, for all which I have brought upon it. 23. And they will comfort you when you see their way and their doings. And you will know that not in vain I have done all that I did in it, declares Adonai Yahweh.
Chapter 15.
1. And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, 2. Son of man, how is the vine tree more than any other tree, or than a branch that is among the trees of the forest? 3. Shall wood be taken from it to do work? Or will men take from it for a peg to hang every vessel on it? 4. Behold, it is put in the fire for fuel. The fire devours both its ends, and its middle is charred. Will it prosper for work? 5. Behold, when it was whole it was not made for work. How much less when the fire has devoured it, and it is charred? Shall it yet be made to work? 6. Therefore, so says Adonai Yahweh, as the vine tree among the trees of the forest, it which I have given to the fire for fuel, so I will give those living in Jerusalem. 7. And I will set my face against them. They shall go out from the fire, and the fire shall devour them. And you shall know that I am Yahweh when I set my face against them. 8. And I will give the land to be desolate because they have done treachery, declares Adonai Yahweh,